T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the mayor of Chicago. That is Brandon Johnson talking about our next guest. He's here in studio. It is Kevin Warren, the Bears president, barely a year into the job, moving at the speed of sound. We watched everything that happened yesterday, the plans for a new Soldier Field, a dome by the lakefront, and obviously tonight is the draft. It's going to be a very special night for the Bears with the first overall pick, and then the ninth pick is also a really good pick. Good morning, Mr. President, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for being here.
No, it really is a pleasure to be here with you all. I appreciate everything you all have meant to Chicago sports and to the entire sports world. People know you around the country. I get a chance to travel, and they ask me, have I been on your show? Now I can tell them yes. And so it's good to be here. You're right. This is an exciting day. It's been an exciting week. I thought yesterday, we had an opportunity to start to roll out the plan, and then tonight with the draft. I mean, the draft has become an entity upon itself. So to be able to draft some young, talented men who hopefully will be able to come in and have a massive impact on this franchise is truly special.
Big part of this is messaging. And so let's talk about yesterday. You unveiled the plan. It's massive, $4.6 billion. And half of that is coming from or projected to come from the public, the government entities and public financing. In this day and age, in this city, you live downtown, you know all the different problems and challenges that Brandon Johnson faces, that Governor Pritzker faces. How do you reconcile the priorities? Because every dollar spent toward, every dollar of public money spent toward a stadium project is $1 that's not spent towards something else. How do you reconcile that and answer that question?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that hopefully we started to answer yesterday and here over the next coming hours and days and weeks that we will be able to answer is the fact that, you know, the project, as you look at it, will create opportunities to be able to fund some of these other deficits that may exist. And so, you know, that's why we talked about it really is an investment. I mean, sometimes in certain situations, there are grants that may come or it may be a one-sided financial relationship. But this is truly one of those ones for us to be able to commit over $2 billion. And I said it yesterday, name me the last time that a private investor, a private company, a private family has spent over $2 billion in the city of Chicago, or even $1 billion.
Ricketts are close.
Yeah.
The Ricketts would be close.
And I'm glad you said that. First of all, I have so much respect for what the Ricketts family has done. They've done an incredible job. I love their organization. I love all their organizations. And what they've been able to do in that part of town has been fascinating and very impactful. And the only difference is the fact they own that entire development, and not taking anything away, because what they've done has been massive. This is a $2 billion, maybe I should clarify my statement, a $2 billion investment in a publicly owned entity. That has not happened in a while, and it hasn't happened with $2 billion or $1 billion. Mm. But I think the bigger thing to think about is by us being able to come together and to do this, you know, as we work through these different issues, this will unlock opportunities even from a financial standpoint that will allow the city and the state to be able to fund some of these other programs that maybe are not funded properly here. So in other words, this becomes a conduit to unlock future revenue streams.
So I think as we look at this, we understand that they purchased the Arlington Heights property before you became president of the Bears.
Yes.
But I'm sure you were talking to them in some level. You kind of understood what was going on.
Yes.
You come in, they've spent $197 million, which is tons of money, on the Arlington Heights property. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about a publicly owned but privately backed new dome stadium. Why would the Bears not want to own their own stadium? Why did you choose the idea of putting the money we're talking about here into a publicly owned enterprise?
I have spent the last year listening and so talking to fans, talking to our players, our coaches, our, you know, our staff members, our elected officials, but just listening to what people have said and to try to listen to them and then be responsive. The thing that came up over and over and over again is that there's a unique opportunity to keep the Bears in Chicago. We've been on this museum campus for 100 years. The beauty of this city, I've spoken about it many times before, the architecture of downtown, the lake, all those different things to come together to have this partnership, it created a very unique opportunity that exists there. And so after listening and just trying to take all of this in to say, what could we do to help make this city of Chicago, who I deeply love, who the Bears have had a relationship with for many years, you know, what would be the best location to build a new home for the next 40 years? And over and over and over again, that museum campus came up as a location because we've already been there. And I was very sensitive also making sure that I didn't displace, we didn't displace any residents who live near there.
And to stay, you're willing to, the McCaskey family, willing to pledge $2 billion. And I think you talked about how the scope of that investment and what that means to the city potentially. I also wonder this. Forbes estimated that the Bears are worth over $6 billion. When you talk about the $2 billion pledge and the size of the size of the project, is that negotiable? Is that likely to increase in terms of if necessary, if you meet some resistance from government entities or the public disapproval, would the McCaskeys potentially pledge more money toward the project?
You know, we haven't had any of those discussions because we felt and studying all the stadium deals, I mean, going back to what I worked on in Minnesota, but studying stadium deals, you know, there's typically has been, and this is over the recent future, I mean, we have projects in Nashville going on now, projects in Buffalo going on now, that it's been, you know, if you're able to have a relationship where it's 50-50, that's been a win-win for both sides. So where we are now, to go well over $2 billion, and that does not include the G5 loan with the NFL that we'll apply for, and hopefully we would receive it from the league. I mean, this puts this investment, you know, well over, I mean, almost $2.3 billion. And so I think obviously people understand how serious the McCaskey family is about this, how serious the Bears are, how serious I am, and to be able to come together in the city of Chicago to do all that we can to make this happen, it provides us with a special opportunity.
So you mentioned Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, the building has a light rail system, and that seems to be one of the things that's missing from the plans at the Dome on the Lake. I'm just curious. I mean, that's obviously a huge expense, and that's more money and all the rest of it, but we've gotten a lot of reaction about parking, about tailgating, the kind of stuff that you would expect to hear from fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard that stuff too.
Yes.
Is there any plan or any possibility of creating some kind of a light rail system that would alleviate a lot of those parking issues, a lot of those issues about where people are going to go, especially while one building's under construction and the other one is still open for your games?
You know, that is a great comment, and that's a great statement. And what we're hopeful is that it's these type of projects, a new stadium for the Bears, that create an opportunity for elected officials, for residents, for us to come together and say what else is needed. Because I'll say this, if we don't really focus on this city, and like you said, the ingress and egress, whether it's a light rail system, some of the infrastructure issues that we're facing right now, we're going to have some massive problems. I mean, because there's only so long you can defer maintenance on really the growth of a city. And as much as we get a chance to travel from a business standpoint, from a sports standpoint, and you all do the same, you look around, there's some other cities and states who have really planned very well. And you know, the difficulty here in Chicago, because the age of our city and our state, you know, we need to be really thoughtful as we go forward as far as not being judgmental, but what could we do together to fortify the city? And so that's one of the concerns. But I look at it not as a negative. I look at it as from an opportunity standpoint. I mean, you raise a valid, you know, question. We did have that in Minnesota. But it would be great for us to figure out what is the best way to move our residents around, because this is such a beautiful city from a museum standpoint, from a sports standpoint. And I think this is a time, hopefully this project will allow us to evaluate those type of issues. A
couple things about yesterday, the presentation. Why wasn't Governor Pritzker there? And then how do you respond to the criticism? Because some of us felt like the inclusion of an invocation and beginning with the prayer was somewhat inappropriate given what the ask was. You're asking the public basically to accept this project, and yet it began in a way that some of us felt like was a little bit much.
Well, let me address the Governor Pritzker situation. Any event that the Chicago Bears have, any event that I host or I'm involved with, he's always invited. And so, you know, I know that we did send an invitation to his staff. I know his schedule is probably the most busiest of any person in the state of Illinois. And I know for me, the number of invitations that I, you know, get and received, and he's always welcome and will always be welcome. And he's someone who I've, as I've said it many times before, have incredible admiration for him. I wish he could have come. I know his schedule is busy. But again, I hope people wouldn't read too much into to him not being there together. And in regards to the, you know, prayer, I just think, I know for me, I'm a man of faith, and I know the importance of you know, expressing our faith. And I think from a positive standpoint, you know, we're just grateful to be in Chicago. I know I'm grateful every single day to have this opportunity to be a member of the Chicago Bears. I'm grateful for our football team and to work on these projects. You know, when we worked on the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota, even then, and I told our staff then, to have an opportunity to work on one of these projects in your career is really unique. And then for me to have a chance to do it twice is really special. And I, so I know from the McCaskey family, through everyone in the organization, we have a heart of gratitude to be able to bring something special here to Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You look at the pushback that you got. There's always going to be, you know, you present your plans. They were beautiful. The governor was skeptical. Chris Welsh, the speaker, said flat out that there's no appetite for it, and if you put it to vote, you would fail badly. How do you react to that? I mean, listen, Friends of the Park sent out a letter. You knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. You know there's going to be a lawsuit about that. I'm sure you're aware of a certain amount of pushback, but were you at all surprised at how quickly and how kind of completely the government pushback was in Springfield?
Yeah, no, I would say a word that I rarely use is surprise. I'm never surprised. And, you know, that's the world that we live in. This is the seat that I sit in. And I know one thing, that you will never, ever make progress as a person, as a city, as people, as a community, as a franchise, if you don't develop plans, robust plans that that do dream big, and proceed forward. That's just the nature of the world that we live in. And I don't think there's ever been a stadium built. There's never been a world championship run. There's never been a radio station built or a business that from the first time that they came forward that everyone said that's the greatest idea. It just doesn't work that way. So I'm very mindful of the fact that I feel that we have a very strong plan. We've thought through it. We tried to address all of the financial, you know, issues and structure and construction. You know, we live in a city that a lot of elements are in place. You know, it's not like we're in the middle of rural America that we can just go and make all this happen. But I think if people really take the time to understand that we want this to be a collaborative relationship and to make this city even stronger than it already is. And so what we'll do is continually what we've done to get to this point is to stay strong, to be collaborative, to communicate, to listen, and hopefully to work with our elected officials to make this come to fruition.
So how robust is the plan to fight back or to respond to Friends of the Parks, who obviously had a scathing rebuke in a statement yesterday, and imagine that this could be headed toward litigation? I'm sure you're prepared for that. You're prepared for everything. But that specifically, look, you know the history. George Lucas knows how powerful that entity can be. How prepared are you for that?
I mean, their executive director, Jen Kilgore, is a very bright person and a great leader. I have great respect for the Friends of the Park. We've met with them before. We'll stay in close communication with them. And again, I think what we as residents of Chicago and the state of Illinois need to continually think about is what can we do collectively to make this environment better, not only for us who live here now, but for our future generations that come. So, and again, you know, these projects are complicated. That's why you do them every 40 years, is that this is not something you could work on every single year. I mean, they test every bit of level of energy that a person has. But I'll just, again, remain positive. We'll remain organized. We'll communicate. And many of the things that we rolled out yesterday are what we've heard that people are hoping to have and what people want, you know, here. And that's how we'll continually communicate with one another, and hopefully we can just work through and come to some resolution as we move forward. But yesterday was exciting, and today I'm really excited about.
You know, we were having a long discussion about the timing of the announcement and why you're almost stealing your own thunder. It's draft day, and we're sitting here talking about the stadium instead of the quarterback, but the reality is you got to operate on different things. What caught my ear is you said that it could be as much as $150 million a year when the stadium isn't built. And I thought to myself, I believe it took 8 years in Minneapolis. It took a while. So 3 years from the time the shovel's in the ground, you can get the building up. How quickly can you get to that? Is that why I believe maybe you want to get to the legislature before they break? Maybe you want that voted on soon. How quickly can you get a vote in, get this done, get a shovel in the ground?
Yeah, I mean, I learned so many lessons during the journey in Minneapolis. And one of the things that I did learn that adage of time is money is real.
Yeah.
And so I'm just cognizant of the fact that every year that we don't reach a resolution in regards to a stadium, it does cost. And then there are issues from an economic standpoint. This is a political year. And I know a lot of people will say, well, this is not the right year. I've never seen it where there is a right year. It always has to be the right year. And because there's enough excuses that exist on these projects that you can say this is not the right year, and you can say that for the next 20 years. And so I just want to make sure that we reiterate that every year that we don't operate, especially where we live with a weather standpoint, which is we had in Minnesota, is we have to be cognizant that you can't drill in the ground in certain times of the year because of the weather. Is, you know, every year that you lose, you're, you know, $150 to $200 million more. And so I just want us to be prudent about the expenditure of finances for us to be able to work together. and not to use the excuse that this is not the right year for us to really look at it and hopefully work together.
Joined by Bears President Kevin Warren for a few more minutes here in Mully and Haw. So this is a steep climb. You know the obstacles in the way to get this done in Chicago on the lakefront. Is Arlington Heights even an alternative at this point? Is there a plan B, or can you not allow yourself to think in those terms?
I mean, I'm at the point where, as I sit here today, I don't allow myself to think about that. Now, I have incredible respect for Mayor Tom Hayes and Randy Reckless and all the elected officials in Arlington Heights. I believe we still are the largest landowner there with our 326 acres. And
it's been one heck of a mall.
Yeah. So that being said, the focus is really on Chicago at this point in time, and we're going to do everything we can to bring this to reality. And so I think one good thing about yesterday, now, because there was a lot of questions over the last couple of weeks, what does this look like? What's the design? What is the cost? And people were just talking, but now they know. And we were able to stand up there and say, here's the financial package. Here's the structure. Here's their capital stack. Here's the design. Here's the timing of it. And then now we can kind of debate those issues of what people like and don't like, but at least it's out in the public. And so I think that's one thing that I was pleased about that happened yesterday, that we were able to at least get it out into the public and be able to talk through those different issues. And I mentioned it, during our conversation together yesterday, is that who do we want to be? I mean, and I know Chicago is a city I love, and this is home. This will be home forever for me and my family, and I know it's a world-class city, but when I read these articles and they see these listings of these top 25 cities for sports, hosting sports events, and we're not even on the list. And like I said, I get a chance to travel. I look what Las Vegas has done. I mean, just a few years ago, Las Vegas is a place that you went to enjoy for the weekend for certain events, and then you got in and out there. They have now become a dominant city in this country, with the Golden Knights and now the Major League Baseball team coming there and the Raiders and hosting Super Bowl. And when I went there, I was skeptical. They did a great job. So I say that to say is that we have an opportunity here. We are Chicago. We're special, but I think we do need to focus on, what things can we do from a long-term standpoint.
So we're sitting here, we're talking about it. We'll see how that goes. But meanwhile, you got to get up to Halas Hall. You got to get in the draft room. You're going to be able to see what unfolds today. Have you already signed Caleb Williams? And if you haven't, how hard will that contract end up being?
I think one thing I learned, and I absolutely, as I've said it clearly, I adore Ryan Poles. He's been a great partner to work with. He is methodical. He's thoughtful. He has attention to detail. He's got a great staff. We have great people in our building, and they put in so much time. And that's the thing that many fans, I'm sure they understand it now because you all keep up with everything, fans keep up with everything. But really, next year's draft starts probably tomorrow morning, and tonight started, this time last year, is that they go through a process that is so detailed. So I'm looking forward to tonight. I know we'll get some great players. I do pray for their health, that they can stay healthy and put on a show over this next decade or longer to keep these fans happy.
Last thing before I let you go, what is Caleb Williams like, and what will Bears fans appreciate about him?
I would say one of the things that I've learned the most about these young men that we got a chance to interview at the Combine, that have visited our building on their top 30 visits, that we've had a chance to see over the course of the year, they are incredibly mature. They're physically talented. They work hard. They're disciplined, and they're bright. They understand the game of football. I know when I was in college, but now I listen to a lot of their schedules, and they have personal trainers. They're focused on their diet. It's a group. I got a chance to spend a lot of time with our student athletes at the Big Ten Conference, and to be drafted in the NFL, these are talented young people, and I'm hopeful that we can get a couple of them in this year's draft who can come and have an impact on this team and win. But I tell you what, there's an energy in our building, there's energy in the city, there's a buzz that's going on that I'm excited about, and I'm really looking forward to training camp. I'm looking forward to the preseason. I'm looking forward to the regular season. And I'm looking forward to us building a great franchise and to be able to make the playoffs this year. So I'm excited about what lies ahead.
Thanks for being here.
Bears president Kevin Warren. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah,
it's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio 6-7. The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.